Let's do a thought experiment. This is not pre-scripted, so. So let's imagine we're sitting down and on the ground and in the grass, right? Just sitting on the grass. And you look around, you see a tree. Tree, true, faithful faith. It represents faith. You look in front of you, there's a road or a street. And the road goes back and it represents the way. Because you can walk down the road or you can drive down the road, but you're going about the way. You look in front of you, you see a house. What is a house? A house is a place to dwell. You see the telephone pole in front of you. And it's in the ground and it's upright. It's an upright pole. And you see the wires between two telephone poles. They're communication wires. Communication goes back to communion. You look and you also see a mailbox, a post box. And so the box, you open the box and you put the mail in there. You receive mail. You receive letters, pieces of paper, You see a car, you look around, you see a car. And a car is a ship. It's floating on the air, so it's a car ship. Just like an airship. You see that car and you see how it has a steering wheel. It has one steering wheel. Because only one person can drive the car. If two people are trying to drive the car, you would end up in the ditch, you know. So you're looking around. You see a house, a place to dwell. You see some posts. You see some communication wire. You see a vessel, a car, a truck. You see some grass growing up. And notice the grass is growing up. The tree is growing upward. They're all moving up. They're growing up. G-row. Row, row, row your boat. So you're looking around and you notice the wind blowing. Can't see the wind, but you can see the result of the wind because the leaves are moving around. The wind is blowing, the leaves are moving, the grass is moving, stuff around you is moving because of the wind. You look up at the blue sky, blue letter law. You look up at the clouds that hold the rain. And you notice the phonics, rain sounds like rain. Cloud is C-L-O-U-D. C is agape, loud. It rains to bring nourishment, you know. And so everything that you look at around you, so you're sitting in the grass, you're looking around the street, the trees, the car, the house, the sky, the clouds, all that stuff you're looking at. The communication wires, communion. It rains on the earth so that the plants can grow, so you can eat. You could eat the grass, you could eat the bark on the tree, the inner bark of the tree. You might see a squirrel or a rabbit run through the grass, you know. Animal. And so the word animal goes back to animate, you know, animated. And so as you're sitting there in the grass, you're looking around and you're saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. you have a moment of like shock. Wait a minute. I'm looking at myself. And you might say, what are you talking about? You have this awakening that you're actually looking at. Everything that you're looking at outside is actually happening on the inside. Tree, true, faithful, faith. Tree means truth. And it means faith. You have a battle in your core. Do you want to believe the truth or you want to believe some lies? You have the way. You walk. So you see the street. And so you can walk down the street and you just walk the way. To go, you go somewhere, means it's ion. Same word as ion. The house across the street that you're looking at, you live in a house, your body's a house. That car you're looking at, you're a vessel, you're a ship. You're an airship, joint heirs with Christ, you're an airship. So the grass is green. You realize, oh, when I'm born into this place, I'm green. I'm a greenhorn. I have to learn how to function down here. And I'm under the law. And so there's a policeman rides down the road. Imagine just sitting there in the grass. You see a police car ride down the road. It represents law. So you get the law. Your inner man, you either walk under law or you walk in the spirit. You see the wind blowing. Just like the spirit, you can't see the spirit, but you know the spirit's there by how it affects things around you. So the wind is blowing, but you can't see the wind, but you can see the leaves blowing. So you can see, so your thoughts are spirit. We determine that. So the wind represents your thoughts, turn, you, cognition, reflection. Meditation, cogitation. So the wind represents your thoughts. The tree represents your faith. The street represents your way. The house means you're dwelling in your place. The car represents a ship. You're a body ship. So you're actually, everything in front of you, you're looking at yourself. Your flesh is under law. But your spirit's not under law. You see, the clouds represent the rain. The reign of Christ. The kingdom of God who blesses you with nourishment. Water. And so you look down at the dirt, and the earth is clay. You can grab some of the dirt and make a cup or a bowl and pour water in it, right? And so your clay body has water in it. You're walking around as a 75% water, right? 70% water. And you push your finger down in the dirt and it's got some moisture in it. So the earth that you're sitting on represents you. You're sitting on the earth and your clay vessel sitting on a clay vessel, a clay ship, because the earth is a ship. A house is a ship, a business is a ship, your body's a ship, the car is a ship. So everything that you look out in front of you, you're sitting there and everything that you're looking out at that's in front of you is actually a representation of yourself. And so you say, wait a minute, let me just walk next door and sit in their yard. So you go next door or you go across the street and you say, I'm going to sit down in your yard. And they say, okay. So you look around and you see the same stuff. The tree, the grass, the clouds, the sun, the moon. The moon represents the cycle. You have to sleep, right? Your body has cycles. The woman has the birthing cycle. The sun there's cycles. You have to eat in a routine. You go to work in a routine. You go to sleep in a routine. And so those animals that you look at, you go across the street, sit in the yard, and you look at the animals, you're still there. And animal means animate. So the animals are animated just like you're animated. What are you animated by? All things consist by Jesus. So then you go back, or you go down the street, you sit in somebody else's yard, and you see the same stuff again. No matter where you go, you see the same truths. Tree, true, faithful, fate, the road, the way, a post, a pole, communication wires, because you communicate, right? So when you talk to your neighbor, can I sit in your yard? Yeah, face to face, interface. So no matter where you go, you see the same truth. You can only understand what you are. You can only understand what you are. That's why your clay body on a clay earth. That's why when you drink water, it's because your body's full of water. So in order to see the spirit, you got to have the spirit. To see past the natural objects to a spiritual object lesson, you have to have the spirit. But think about that wind. That wind that's turning and moving stuff around. And so your thoughts turn and move stuff around. And you see a seed fall off the tree and go into the ground. And then that seed grows up to another tree over time. If you could sit there for 50 years and you watch that seed germinate, or the word, whatever the word is, and then the seed turns into a tree and you watch the tree grow. Same with your thoughts. So as you put your thoughts out there, you turn your thoughts over, you actually see in the material realm your thoughts germinate and start to create something. Something starts to grow. The more you meditate on what I've talked about, and you're just sitting there in the grass, or you're walking down the street, you're looking at the same repeats, you start to realize it's holographic. You start to realize the same truth is everywhere. It's a fractal. You start to realize that you're walking inside a created system as a created being, and everything happening on the outside is to develop you on the inside, and what you're experiencing on the inside is manifesting on the outside. It's a box within a box within a box, which I don't really want to call it a box, but it is. It's a birthing box. It's a spiritual birthing system. You're moving from your next state from moment to moment to moment to moment. You don't really have to move anywhere to see the truth that's hidden in plain view. You don't really need a guru. You do. You might need a teacher. You might need somebody to guide. You might need somebody to preach the truth, you must be born again, get the seed. The Bible says without the preaching, you got to be saved by the preaching of the word. So you need a preacher. But then once you get saved, the Holy Spirit in you is your teacher. You can learn from others. And that's the whole purpose about interfacing and interacting. The pieces interface face to face and interact. So they interact. So that tells you that it's an act. It's theater. And the purpose of the theater of life is to move you and push you to growth. And you can see that the creation is not only in front of you, but you are a created being. And so the Creator is animating all of creation. And as a created being, you're connected to the creation, but you're animated by the Spirit. And so when you move from the flesh mind, the natural mind, into the spirit mind, it's like leaving the earth plane while you're still on the earth with your thoughts and with your prayers and with your imagination. And so the word imagination, image nation, which means image birthing, image nation, imagination, image birthing. God made man in his image. So if you're an image and everything out in front of you reflects yourself, it's all images. And so if it's all images, I-M-A-G-E, image. I'm-A-G-E. G-E, we bring good things to life. G is seven, Golgotha. E is the spirit. I, M is water. A is blood. Your water and blood creature. You got to go through the G, Golgotha, number seven, it is finished on the cross, to go through the G into the E. E is spirit, image. So you move from the water vessel, the water and blood, to a spirit creature, but you got to go through the cross. And you know that's true because if you want to move across the street or anywhere, you got to walk. You got to cross your legs. You got to get up and walk. And so as you're walking, your legs are crossing. Your arms are crossing. Your thoughts are crossing from the right brain to the left side, from the left brain to the right side. Everything about you is going through the cross as you walk the way. So then you say, wait a minute, if everything's a cross, I go across the street, my legs cross, it's a vessel, then everything that you're doing, you're eating and drinking of Christ who animates your water vessel by his spirit. So as you're walking about your business, going about your day, you're swimming in the ether of the spirit. You're walking it out in 3D, even though it's a simulation. You're actually experiencing your thought life, which is 5D in 3D. It's hard to see, but I tried to paint the picture. So everything that you're doing, And the inner man is reflecting in the outside. You reap what you sow, the Bible says. So if you reap what you sow in the natural, you also reap what you sow in the mental and the soul and the spirit at every level. And it has to play out in the hologram. And so the word hologram means holy writ. The holy writ is what you're in. So just like you see a 2D book, there's a 3D book, and you're actually characters in the 3D book, the theater, the compilation, the novel of life. You're living it. You're walking it out. And it's being recorded. That's why the Bible talks about when the books in heaven are open. You're a book. You're a character in a book. You're a character in a play, in a theater. You're just playing your role or your part in the scroll. You're playing your role in the scroll. That's what's happening.